All these concerns have to do with the phone tapping legislation and how this might have an effect on privacy. As I said earlier on, all this has to have very solid legal grounds. They're used as a criminal investigative tool when we're talking about what we call high impact crime. It's not law which simply allows you to spy on people in their day-to-day activities. And in the legal grounds that have to be put to the judges, a great deal of care is taken to say that when it comes to recording the call, if it's a phone call, and this affects private life, that private bit has to be removed from the report that is then handed on to the judge, so that you're only looking at what really matters to the criminal proceedings. On the judges of the peace, they are career judges. For some years now, not all justices of the peace were professional career judges, because there were a lot back at the time, a lot of justices of the peace who hadn't gone to the specialized universities for that. Now we're talking about very few who don't have that particular category. They are professional career judges appointed by the judiciary. And were there to be a concern regarding giving them more functions, this is something that I think we can study in the future to see whether they can have broader attributes than they have now, so that they will be really useful in resolving disputes in their communities. Coordination. Mention was made of the comprehensive law. I wanted to talk about coordinations here. This comprehensive law has been broadly disseminated, and the judiciary were involved in that. We are duty bound to issue an opinion, and that opinion has been issued, or at least it's ready for that to go to the relevant committee. So we have important coordination with the Women's Ministry, the Gender Equality one, the legislative, and with UN Women. We work with them in different working groups in order to implement a range of measures to improve the conditions for women until that law is actually, this comprehensive law is actually passed. It's meant, for instance, that we've been able to deal with any issues pertaining to family law. And also within the working groups, we're looking at registering, recording violent sexual aggressors with a view to a special law that, as I said, is being discussed currently. I hope, think that on the part of the judiciary, though those are the main points that were raised. Thank you. Thank you, Judge. I'd now like to give the floor to Lawyer Molina, representing the Office of the Attorney General. Thank you.